Hi, this is Bria Barthel, and today for Hudson Mohawk Magazine, I'm talking with a couple of staffers from Community Loan Fund of the Capital Region to find out what services they offer for people who want to either start or stabilize a small business or a nonprofit. We'll start with Molly Belmont, Director of Community Relations and Development, to find out what the Community Loan Fund is. Molly?
Sure. Thanks so much for having us, Bria. So the Community Loan Fund is a community development financial institution, a CDFI, and our goal is to finance community development projects. We focus on small businesses owned by women, minorities, and people of low income, as well as nonprofits providing essential community services. We provide financing and training, as well as technical assistance to help those organizations keep moving forward.
And now to learn more about the training and technical assistance part of it, we're talking with Rose Bordet, who is the Training and Technical Assistance Associate at the Community Loan Fund. Rose, can you tell us something about what services your unit provides?
Well, we help people who either have or are starting businesses, as well as people looking to start up nonprofits. And we do that in a variety of ways. We offer services such as free workshops. We have a free online learning platform called Edupreneur, accessed off our website. And this is a really interesting and creative program that many organizations of our size could not put together. But we have a lot of workshops and courses archived on Edupreneur, along with downloadable resource sheets on a variety of business topics, and they are accessible to anyone for free just by registering, and you can go back and look and do them again as many times as you would like. And all of the resources have been developed by the Community Loan Fund or by some of our community partners and volunteers. And so something really wonderful and community supported, as well as, of course, by JP Morgan Chase that allowed us to have this site.
So you were saying that you do a class and then also workshops. What are some of the common problems that people have when they're trying to start a business, or what are some of the common challenges that they face?
Well, a lot of business owners start up because they're really passionate about a specific topic, a vocation, whatever that their product or their service is. And what we do is we provide technical assistance, meaning information and resources specifically on those business topics to sort of backfill the business part of your industry or your small enterprise.
And what do you think are the characteristics that might make someone a good entrepreneur or might suggest that maybe they should not consider it?
Well, a good entrepreneur is somebody who's willing to try things over and over and do the research and get it right without being scared of setbacks or failures, as well as being passionate about their service or business that they offer, and is really willing to give of themselves into their business. Something that is really good to see in business owners is a love of planning and being able to kind of take a step back and figure out in what order to do what steps. And so we help a lot with workshops on bookkeeping, accounting, and marketing, sort of niches that may not be your full-time passion.
I think a lot of people, to Rose's point, you know, they start businesses. You know, a florist will start a floral business because they love working with flowers, or a baker will start a baking business because they love baking. No one necessarily goes into these things with all of the small business skills that they need, and that's where we can really be of assistance. And I think, you know, also flexibility is really huge. I think that, you know, small businesses are most successful when they are able to, like Rose said, really do some planning and then look at the landscape in front of them and pivot if necessary. I think we all had to pivot during COVID, and we're working with a lot of small businesses, helping them adapt to these new circumstances.
Can one of you talk about the challenges that people, that small businesses faced in COVID, and what are some ways that people responded effectively?
A lot of small businesses were very hit with the uncertainty of COVID, is that we don't know how long it's lasting, when changes in regulations are taking effect. And the businesses that have really thrived during the pandemic have been ones that are willing to change their planning or change their focus and go out and do marketing or pop-up events, work with other small business owners to do co-promotion. And we've seen, you know, stores change hours in order to sort of focus where their key hours are, as well as a lot of businesses have changed and made investments into things like outdoor seating, if you're a restaurant, or doing delivery, taking, you know, requests through online. So it's different depending on your business. But as I usually say to clients, you know your business best. And so therefore being creative about what are your key services and products is really key.
And Molly, you mentioned the word pivot, and maybe you can say a little bit more about what pivoting involves and how it helps.
Yeah, so, you know, to echo Rose's sentiment, it means different things for different businesses. They really know their business best. And I think that they need to, you know, meet customers where they are. We've worked with a number of businesses who have done a great job figuring out, you know, who their customers are, what would make their customers feel most safe and comfortable, and what do their customers need right now. And so, for instance, we had one business, Schenectady Trading Company, over in Schenectady. They really specialize in wonderful gifts, all locally made. But during the pandemic, people wanted groceries. And so Carolyn did a great job really stocking the shelves with all locally made groceries, so that that was one less thing for people to worry about and doing curbside pickup. We've had other businesses who, we have a dance studio over in Schenectady, Dance Fire. And as you can imagine, COVID just wrecked their classes. People weren't able to come and dance in person, and so they moved their classes to online. And so they were still able to provide instruction and that sense of camaraderie and meeting up with other people, but they were able to do it safely. And so pivoting means different things to different people. It just really means talking with your customers, figuring out what their needs are.
So being responsive to changing circumstances and situations and challenges. Okay, and Rose, I want to go back to something you mentioned. We talked about the workshops. We talked about the variety of skills that entrepreneurs need to develop. And you mentioned an 8-week training course. Can you say a little bit about that? And this one is not free, right? Everything else is free, but this one is not free. So tell us a little bit about the course and why people might want to pay bucks to take it.
So You're completely correct. That's the only service we offer in the training department that is not free. It is 8 weeks on Saturday mornings. It's 3 hours a session. So you end up with 24 hours of full training hours. And it's a very sort of intensive and comprehensive course. We cover things like writing your business plan, accounting, marketing, commercial real estate, insurance, banking, credit, all really necessary topics when you're starting a business. In fact, we have some existing business owners who come back and sort of backfill their information by taking our class. And in addition to the live classes, we also provide a resource site with all kinds of information and notes and some video replays of our classes. So you really get a comprehensive experience.
And just very briefly, if people wanted to talk with someone one-on-one, do you still, I know in COVID times, things are very different. Do you still offer one-on-one assistance?
We do. We offer a lot of one-to-one business counseling and on a variety of topics. Some people are asking about questions they have that are specific to their industry or their business. Some people are asking about startup steps or writing a business plan in conjunction for getting ready for lending. I've answered quite a few questions about COVID grants, and I've answered quite a few questions about improving credit.
Unfortunately, we're out of time for this segment, but you can go online to mycommunityloanfund.org or call them at 518-436-8586. Community Loan Fund is a wonderful resource here in the Capital Region, and I want to thank Rose Bordet and Molly Belmont for your help today. Thanks for sharing your ideas with our listeners.
Thanks so much, Priya.
Thank you.